whether you thought it or not, Dirk, it was a nail biter. I mean, it just, we just don't seem to make things easy. With a game like that, we should have played a better third period than we did. So I'm concerned about that. You know, you didn't want to give them any momentum or any life for tomorrow. And, you know, but we haven't played with a lot of leads, especially a big lead like that. So having said that, huge 2 points. It's a tough place to play. I think they're 9-3-1 or 8-3-1 in here. Very good team at home who's played very well lately. So hats off to our players, and hats off to Phoenix Copley. Hasn't played for a while. I thought he came in here and did an excellent job. Made a few key saves when our team was running around a little bit, and I thought he was the first star of the game.
That gave you a great platform to start the game with, too. And those two goals you got in the first period, Mel, to get tic-tac-toe passing that actually worked and to be rewarded with a goal, the guy's confidence had to really come up on the bench.
Well, I think it did. You know, it's obviously we made some nice plays, but more importantly, we finished the nice plays, because we had some nice plays. We just haven't been able to finish. But obviously, you can see David Johnstone's a big-time player. Anytime he shoots the puck, he's got a chance to go in. I thought that was good. We changed our power play a little bit. I don't know what the stats are going to be, but, you know, there's some meaningless power plays at the end. But when we needed one, you start the game, we got a huge power play goal, and then Malcolm Gould makes a great play in the neutral zone, gets to the net, and then gets rewarded. So good for Malcolm. He's looked good lately. So a lot of good things about the team tonight to be excited about.
Coach, you plugged in Max Vallis tonight. You talked about him before the game. You talked about his puck touches. Boy, I thought he really played well tonight.
Well, you can see he's got a good stick. A couple times he might get out-muscled here and there, but he makes up for it. He's got hockey smarts, good stick. You know, I don't know if I can play him back-to-back. He hasn't played for so long. So that game conditioning doesn't have it. But obviously he did a great job tonight.
That's a big difference between the guys coming back in the locker room when they're beat up and being tired that way, too. I mean, this is tired because you're going 200 feet up and down the ice. This was a skater's game out there, and really kind of a different feel for these guys coming back in tired, because it's not a physical beating. It's almost like a conditioning beating.
Well, it was. They do a good job. They stretch you. They get from their zone to your zone in a hurry. So, and that's how we're trying to play. So, you know, I thought it was a good hockey game for the last 5 minutes. Got a little crazy there with some of the penalties. But other than that, it's up and down. Some good scoring chances by both teams. I don't want to say, it's one of those games where we probably, you know, a lot of games I felt a lot better about walking out of the rink when we've lost than actually here we win. And you know, you kind of feel like maybe you stole one a little bit. But having said that, you know, like I said, we conditioned well. We didn't practice Wednesday, so hopefully that'll play dividends tomorrow.
What about line combinations, Coach? It seemed like the line combinations were good. There was a lot of open passes, a lot of good passes being made. Just seemed like guys really are getting comfortable in where the other guys on their line are right now.
Well, you're looking for chemistry on lines, and I thought we got, you know, saw some tonight from all of our lines. I felt good about Dennis Ricks playing with Jay Johnson. I thought he was another good player tonight. Yeah. They really used his speed to create some things. And you got Dennis Ricks, who works hard and grinds on that line, and then you got a guy like Max Vallis, who's got a good stick and smart hockey players. So we're starting to find some lines that are working, and that's going to be important going forward.
Well, you can't get 4 points on a weekend if you don't get two the first night.
That's right on. I mean, I haven't seen that happen before, unless you can. The old days, maybe when you got four for winning a game, but huge 2 points. I mean, it's a, like I said, tough place to play. They're fighting for home ice. Everybody's fighting in our league and scratching and crying, and every point's so important. So nice bounce back game from our players after a tough loss at home against Ferris.
And Phoenix Copley, we already talked about him, but a great couple of saves for him. And now, again, our goaltender situation seems to be a lot like Coach Bergeron's, where he's not seeing one guy really, you know, grab the reins and take over. And we've kind of had that same situation. Good, but not great. But Phoenix was really good tonight.
He was really good tonight. And I just, unfortunate that last one went in on him. Because he played a whale of a game and handled the puck, I thought, extremely well, too. And made it easy on our defenseman at times. But that's good. That's what we need. Now we have to continue. You know, our goaltending has to continue to evolve and get better. And that's the key, is the consistency and getting better game by game by game, not falling back. So that's going to be the key going forward for Phoenix and our team and our goaltender.
Well, I'm sorry you didn't have as much fun as we did up here, but we had a great time going this way.
I tell you, it's a lot easier up here than down on the bench. And you know,
and we get free food up here,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, you guys get free food, too. Well, I don't want to say it shows. You guys look in great shape. So, but anyway, I just want to say a special shout-out to Brian Brian Brewster, our athletic trainer. It's his birthday today. We brought him in after the second period and told the team that it was his birthday and be nice to get Brian a victory. So happy birthday, Brian Brewster, and this victory is for you.
All right, very good, Coach. Congratulations. Let's get another win tomorrow night.
Yeah, looking forward to it, guys. Thanks. And thanks for everybody for listening. And we look forward to getting back for Carnival next weekend. Can't wait.